I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. When the Sudanese army recaptured Khartoum last month, many hoped that Sudan's war would start winding down. Instead, the conflict is escalating as it enters its third year today. More than 300 people in two aid camps have been killed by the Rapid Support Forces since Thursday. Dane with Unfolding Word says their partners are among the 14 million people forced to flee their homes.
All of their lives are at risk, and they're all worried about their families. Most of them have experienced being displaced, yet they're still working, still translating the Bible for their people, because they see the gospel and people meeting Christ as the only thing that will save their country.
Read the full story at our website to learn more.
They know they may die doing this, and yet they do it anyway because they love God and they love their countries.
And in Lebanon, trauma healing programs are popular, but Nuna with Triumph and Mercy Lebanon says people are tired of a programmed approach.
We went to shelters and the people just reacted to it and said, we had enough of trauma healing sessions and we don't want this because it's just not doing anything.
She says individuals need to be seen and valued amidst a wider group.
They need to speak. They need to bring up what is inside them. And when you just do a group trauma healing session, I don't know how effective is this.
The team at Triumph and Mercy takes a long view on this issue and approaches trauma with a gospel mindset.
How can you be healed without Christ? He is the healer. So we come as bringing breakfast and just sitting together, but reality is that we're trying to bring Christ to people's lives.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.